The Souk Fine Arts Show, SFAS, has drawn the curtains for its 39th year. The show kicked off July 25th with a record-breaking buyer's night. Although Jen Hayward, SFAS executive director, could not disclose the total of the works sold, she could confirm it marked a great start to the festival. With 374 works from 264 artists, Hayward says the show is quite a feat. The show also features live music, artist demonstrations, talks and tours. The gallery doors officially opened on July 26 to the public and will welcome visitors until August 4. While the general layout has remained the same since the show began nearly 40 years ago, Hayward explained there have been some new additions like the gift shop, a digital catalog and tours. Over their 10 days, Hayward expects 8,000 to 9,000 people to walk through the SeaPark Arena to take in the art, and every year their reactions are incredibly positive. Everybody says, oh, this is the best year yet. We also get people saying, what is this place when it's not an art gallery? You should do it the rest of the year round, which is hard with ice, Hayward laughed. The SFAS is one of the community's premier events, and thanks to guest surveys, Hayward knows how big the event is for the wider community. Quite often, a lot of visitors also go have dinner in Souk and stay in Souk. That's a big economic driver for the town. But putting on the show is no small feat and would not be possible without the help of a small army of volunteers. It's such a Herculean effort really to put it on, and we have 350 volunteers who put in so much time, said Hayward, who knows she's only adding to the show's already long history. We're standing on tall shoulders, there's a lot of work that was done before this to bring us to this point. Lots of hard work and amazing people, and we have a pretty good reputation for a large art event in our region, so yeah, it helps a lot, and artists like to be part of it. Tickets to the show are $12 for seniors, $17 for adults, but during the Market's Family Arts Day, July 29th, and during MArt Cat Night, July 31st, concession prices are in effect and attendees can get into the market for just $5 after 2 p.m. Youth under 17 get in free all week long. We want them to get, youths, out to enjoy art, said Hayward, adding that you don't have to be an art aficionado to enjoy the show. You don't have to know anything about art to come and enjoy it, she said. I think some people get intimidated by art. They think they have to know things, but they don't. Just come in and see how it makes you feel.